Marriage pacts involve other participants, mainly as contributors to the bride's dowry and as guarantors of the groom's ability to restore to his widow or her heirs, which I mentioned earlier he was obliged to do. Adding women who participated in those ways to the female contractors just mentioned, we get a total of 89 of the 101 contracts in which women, sometimes more than one, played a vital part. Here are a couple examples by way of illustration. In the contract of 1412, the dowry of 1,500 ducats that Regina Barbaro's father promised to his prospective son-in-law, Niccolo Coppo, included 1,400 ducats from Regina's maternal grandmother and 100 ducats from an aunt. Balancing those female contributions to the dowry, Niccolo Coppo's father assured Regina of the dowry's restitution by noting that young Niccolo had 1,500 ducats of his own, inherited from his mother and grandmother. A contract of 1530 shows even more direct involvement of women. The bride and groom contracted their own marriage, the bride's mother provided the dowry, and the bridegroom's mother guaranteed its restitution with her property. This case was unusual because women played all three critical roles in the transaction, but the involvement of women was a regular feature of the great majority of other contracts as well. Their presence makes it clear that while most marriages were made by men, it was with the conspicuous and often indispensable collaboration of women using their wealth to participate actively in this most crucial of a family's and a lineage's activities. I mentioned earlier that girls who emerged from these negotiations as newlywed brides maintained close ties to their families of origin as they tried to adjust to marriage life in the midst of a new, unfamiliar family. Those ties didn't end there. In the testaments of a group of 110 married women of all ages, more than three-quarters, 84, named executors from their families of birth. Even widows kept up those connections. 28 out of a group of 50 will-writing widows appointed executors from their birth families. The durable bond between married women and their parents and siblings shows that wives weren't fully absorbed into their husbands' families and lineages, but maintained a complex identity, remaining daughters and sisters as well as wives, and making practical use of both sets of relationships. What may be surprising in this patrilineal society is that trust also arose, often very quickly, between married men and the families of the new wives.